Sandhill cranes are plentiful in the Midwest, not so whooping cranes. Whooping cranes are known as miracle birds. They nearly went extinct in the 1950s. Their number dropped to only about 20 in the world. These large, distinctive swan-necked birds are making a comeback. Elizabeth Condon is the whooping crane coordinator for the International Crane Foundation in Wisconsin. She'll be speaking Thursday at Illinois Wesleyan University. GLT's Judy Valenta has more on these unusual birds.
Whooping cranes have long captured the imagination of artists and poets. They are the tallest birds in North America, standing as high as 5 feet tall, and are a distinctive sight in flight, trailing their long legs behind them. They are avid dancers and can live as long as 50 years in captivity, 30 in the wild. Humans are now helping to ensure their survival through breeding programs. But it was humans who nearly wiped out the whooping crane population. Conservationist Elizabeth Condon says it was a matter of habitat loss and hunting.
Whooping cranes are an extremely rare species, and one of the reasons for that is because they're so dependent on wetlands. You know, when Europeans were colonizing the United States, they really didn't see the value in wetlands, so a lot of wetlands were drained for agriculture and industry and other purposes, which was really detrimental, not just to whooping cranes, but other wetland-dependent species. So that's one really big reason. Another reason is because of unregulated hunting. You know, prior to the beginning of the 1900s, when we actually started putting laws in place that put, you know, regulations on hunting, it was open season on most animals. Whooping cranes actually were hunted for commercial trade in feathers. They were hunted for museum collections, for sustenance, for trophy hunting. Today, hunters are number one conservation advocates. They are restoring wetlands that really benefit whooping cranes. But a long time ago, that conservation philosophy wasn't really there.
How about here in central Illinois? Are any coming back to central Illinois?
There are a few that go through central Illinois on a migration route that was created through a reintroduction project. So whooping cranes were extirpated from Illinois. They were actually extirpated. So organizations like the International Crane Foundation and some federal, state and other nonprofit agencies have all come together to establish a reintroduced population that migrates from Wisconsin through Illinois to Indiana and on down through the southeastern United States.
My understanding is that whooping cranes are a favorite of bird watchers. Why do bird watchers like them so much?
Bird watchers or birders tend to like rarities. Whooping cranes are so incredibly rare, so finding one is really special. There are thousands of sandhill cranes. They are the most abundant crane species in the world. And so it's easy to find sandhill cranes, depending on the time of year in central Illinois, but they should be coming through soon. And so sandhill cranes are kind of a brownish-gray color, and there'll be thousands of them. And birders really like looking, you know, through a field of sandhill cranes, and then they might find a white one that's bigger than all the rest, and that would be a whooping crane. Whooping cranes are about 5 feet tall, whereas sandhill cranes are more about 4 feet tall. So they're both very large birds. And I think birders and conservationists and really most Americans are just really inspired by the story of the whooping crane.
Elizabeth Condon's talk is at 7 p.m. tomorrow in room C101 in the Center for Natural Sciences on the Illinois Wesleyan University campus. The free program is co-sponsored by the John Wesley Powell Audubon Society and the Environmental Studies Program and the Biology Department's Beach Lewis Fund.